The Cycles of Life. Last week was Inauguration Day. I was born on Inauguration Day, and 16 presidents have been sworn in on my birthday. Exactly half of them have been Democrats, and the other half have been Republicans. Early in this nation's history, there were presidents from other parties as well, the Federalist and the Whig parties. Some of the earliest presidents were unaffiliated with any party. We have a tendency to listen to and are often greatly influenced by the rhetoric of those around us. Parents, grandparents, friends, neighbors, preachers, teachers, news sources, etc. As a result, on Inauguration Day, half the country is elated and the other half dejected. In another election, the responses will be reversed. This is merely the cycle of human governments. This nation is incredibly young, as the age of nations go. The lesson is that presidents come and go, political parties come and go, and even nations come and go. They are all just a part of the perpetual cycles of life. Nevertheless, these cycles are all divine cycles. For all is out of God, all is through God, and all is going back to God. Romans 11:36. The one thing that remains stable and constant? Our Father. James 1:17 says, "The Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning."